everyone, we're going to go ahead and start the meeting. So I'm calling this meeting to order for the Committee on Democratic Civic Engagement on Monday, November 1st at 8:07 a.m. Moving on to the second item of business, roll call.
Senator Rowe.
Absence excuse, sorry.
Senator Riviero.
Present.
Senator Noble.
Present.
Senator Jojen.
Present.
Senator Gavin.
Present.
Senator Bowling.
Absence excused.
Senator McNaught.
Party excused.
Senator No.
Present.
A quorum was present.
Awesome. Moving on to the third item of business, public comment. Is there any public comment at this time? Right, seeing none, we'll move to item four, the adoption of minutes. I'm seeking a motion to adopt agenda item 4A through unanimous consent. Senator Gavon.
I move to adopt line item 4A through unanimous consent.
Second.
Thank you, Senator Rivero. Is there any dissent to the motion? Right, seeing none, the motion carries. Moving on to item five, report of the Director of Legislative Affairs, Robert Resnick. You can go ahead and come up.
All right. Hey, everyone. Pretty short report for me. Last week, I had the opportunity to meet with Vice President of Government and Community Relations, Michael Flores. He and I are going to start meeting on a monthly basis. Additionally, I met with Director Britt. We're working on planning an event focused on getting marginalized communities more involved in our democracy, probably for the springtime. And no actual Department of Legislative Affairs meeting this week. We are taking the week off from an agendized meeting, so if you thought about coming, don't. But that's about it for me.
I'm just going to come, but now I'm going.
Are there any questions for Director Resnick? All right, seeing none, we'll move on to, I'm going to skip around the agenda a little bit. So we're going to jump to item 7B, which is the budget approval. And now I'm going to pass the gavel to Senator Gavon. Senator Gavon, do you accept?
I do. All right, we will now be considering line item 4B, or 7B.
Yeah,
sorry, I don't have the agenda. The budget approval, the committee will review, debate, and discuss the following budget proposal for the Veterans Luncheon. Do we have any discussion? Senator, no.
Can I just pull it up and present it really fast?
Yes.
All right. Sorry, y'all. Oh my God, I forgot to log in. Sorry, everyone, give me 1 second. Alrighty, so I sent this out to everybody last night. Hopefully you all got it. Here's kind of the layout of it. So our expected attendance, I believe we plan on 75 to 90 people, which is listed on the form. And then, so I'm just gonna take everyone through the budget that we have. So for the venue, we're using the Milk Lake Ballrooms A and B.
Are you
I'm so sorry. Okay, hold on. Alrighty, can everyone on Zoom see the screen? All right, sweet, thank you, sorry about that. But anyways, we're moving to just the budgeting information. So for our venue, we're using the Joe Mitglick Ballrooms A and B, which came out to a total of 132, which is just paying the technicians who are going to be at the event, basically, and for some of the equipment. And that's for the Joe Crowley. And then next for the meals, I put on this form, this is the three bundles of 187 each. This is what this is from Panda Express, and that comes out to 561. I was kind of thinking that since we since the venue number was a little bit lower than we thought, we could afford that little splurge on food from Panda Express. But if we want to discuss or amend this, we totally can. And then for drinks, I just counted for 4 cases of water, 32 count each. And then for this, I also rounded up just to be sure. And then these are for the t-shirts, which are 50 at about $11.20 each from Club Colors, which will be $560, I believe. And then for the stationery, this is for when we're doing outreaches like other senators and officers to kind of package with the shirts to send to vet services. And I just kind of price it out at most like $20 each for the three sets, which is rounded up to $60. And then our reminder again that the event budget is for $1,000 for just the vets luncheon, but these last two items are going to be coming from our outreach budget, which we have a total of $2,500 for this year. So the total would be that number at the bottom, just $1,338. So does anybody have any questions or discussion on that? All right.
Yeah, it looks...
Senator
Jojen.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah, I looked the budget over before coming in. I think it looks good. And yeah, I'm happy we were able to get like, the extra funding from the outreach fund so we can buy the all those t-shirts as well.
All right, is there any further... Is there any further discussion? Let's see. Oh, who's that? Senator Ribeiro?
Through the speaker to Senator No, can you just clarify what the stationery is used for? Is that like for the little thank you cards that we're doing for the like Veterans Day luncheon, or did you also mention like ribbon for the shirts?
Senator No.
Yeah, to clarify, that would be for the little thank you letters. If we wanted to add like a ribbon price, we could add that, or I'm not sure.
Do you have anything? Oh, Senator Ribeiro.
I mean, through the speaker to Senator No. Yeah, no, that sounds great. I just wanted to like confirm that we were actually doing that. And additionally, I like had reached out to John Pratt, and I just about the whole idea of giving them the shirts later in the year, and then having another like little gift at the actual luncheon. And so I just want to make sure that we have that like little gift. So that makes sense. Thank you.
Is there any further discussion or debate on the budget proposal? Senator Noble?
Yes, so I'm wondering whether or not all the incidentals associated with setting up the venue are included in the price of the venue itself, and whether we even have to take care of any of that, or if it's all folded under the Joe.
Senator No.
So I can actually, let me just pull up the quote that we got from them just to be sure. So here's the updated quote that we got from them. If we scroll down, the only thing that we, I believe, are paying for is for our technicians, which is at 5 hours, at $12 an hour. And then these, when it comes to like tables and chairs and stuff, Senator McNaught and I just kind of like rounded or added the numbers based on our expected attendance, and then that's there, and that's all. The property, the Joe, I believe, so they'll be handling the setup of that. So there's that grand total at the bottom. Does that clear it up, Senator Noble?
Very clear. Thank you, Senator No.
Sweet.
All right. Awesome. Is there any further discussion or debate on the budget? All right. Is there any on Zoom? I can't.
No, we're good.
All right. Seeing none, we will now move into a vote. This vote is to approve the event and budget proposal for the Veterans Day lunch. I'm now seeking a motion to approve the event. We'll now move into a vote. This vote is to approve the event and budget proposal for the Veterans Day lunch. All those in favor?
Aye.
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 Any opposed? Any abstentions? All right, in that case, the budget is approved. I now move to pass the gavel back to Senator No.
I accept. Thank you, Senator Gavon. Right. So we will now be moving back into, agenda item 6A, which is the Veterans Day lunch. So for this time, I thought we could just start kind of delegating tasks for next week. So just a reminder again that the event time will be 11:30 to 2 p.m. with the flag retirement ceremony in front of the Joe starting at 10:30 if you want to attend that. So I kind of just booked off, like, let's say like 10 to 3 is like kind of our window of time to be working. So Senator McNaught sent in a form for some club resources so we can have like masks, hand sanitizer, that kind of stuff at the event. And that stuff is available to check out starting at 10 o'clock. So would that be a good setup time for everybody?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Sweet. And then so far as like the tasks for the event, Senator McNaught kind of delegated out. So we have like people in charge of decorations and drinks, and also co-director of elections, Frost and Baskoff. They have some decorations in their office that they very generously offer to us, so that's what I mean by decorations. And then a team handling catering to just make sure like the food is arriving on time, that it's like being placed in the room and all that stuff. And then some people handling the direction of people when they get into the event, some people handling serving. And then that was kind of like the big task that I had in mind. So if everyone could choose like one task that they would be good with, I think that should be good for today. Or actually, sorry, let me backtrack again. As far as your guys' schedules go, do you guys know like who's gonna be available for setup and who's gonna be more available towards the end? Or are you kind of flexible either way? Senator Gavon.
I'm definitely more available during setup. I think I'll be there probably from like 10 to at max 2:30.
Okay.
So most of the event.
After 10:15, thank you, Senator Ribeiro. Senator Jojen, what's your availability like?
Yeah, probably for setup early on the event. I have a lab from like 1 to 3 on that Thursday, so I think maybe like 10 to 12 would be a good time. Anything I need to do in that period.
Okay. And the event is also on Wednesday, just so you know.
Oh, it's on Wednesday? Okay, my bad. I thought it was...
No, you're good. We're not going to have classes on November 11th.
Oh, wait, you're right. In that case, let me see. Okay, well, the slight adjustment there, sorry.
You're
Yeah, I should still be available for setup. I might have to leave at like 12 because I might have a class then. So.
Okay, that's fine. Thank you. And then Senator Noble?
I'm available for the entire period, so whatever y'all need me to do.
Okay, awesome. Put that down. And then Senator Ribeiro, did you want to kind of change that real quick? I'll hop at 12. Okay. Sounds good, thank you. Alrighty, so as far as the tasks go, again, we have like decorations, catering, direction, and serving. Does anybody want to like assign themselves to those tasks right now? Senator Gavon.
I can help with catering, just as a through line.
Senator Ribeiro.
I can help with directing people and welcoming in, and then obviously since I'll be kind of there, like once the event's already started, I can just kind of pick up whatever tasks need to be picked up and help out.
Okay, sweet. Thank you. Yeah, it's okay if we don't have like solid tasks right now. I was just kind of thinking to lay it out because like the last event we planned, it was definitely like very bunched at the end. So if we do want to set up those tasks beforehand, that's kind of what I was thinking. Does anybody else want to volunteer for anything at this time?
Yeah, I guess I'll volunteer for directing since I'll be available more at the beginning.
Right, sounds good. Alright, and we also do have some senators absent that I can talk to after this. Senator Ribeiro?
I'm sorry if this is off track, but you said that co-director of elections are offering their decorations. Would Ledge Affairs potentially be open? I know they have a lot of decorations in their office as well, just like red and blue stars, I believe.
Director Resnick, do you have any comments on that?
That should be fine. If you're just yoking some of our decorations, that should be okay.
Okay, awesome. Well, thank you for the offer. Director Butler?
Sorry, I don't know. I think the decorations that are in the office that the elections directors are using, I think those belong to CSE. I don't think Amy would mind if y'all use them, but I don't think they're elections decorations. So maybe just double check. Because is it like the mason jars with the flag?
Yes, correct.
Yeah, I think those belong to CSE, so maybe check with Amy on that.
Okay. Thank you, Director Butler. Senator Ribeiro.
Yeah, sorry, that was my bad. I definitely thought you meant literally the decorations they have set up in their office, but that makes more sense.
Oh, no, you're fine. Alrighty. And then I know that we have some interns in public comment. If you guys wanted to if you guys have the time or you know what times you're available and you want to offer up, you're more than welcome to now.
What's the event date and time?
It'll be Wednesday, November 10th from the event time's from 11:30 to 2. Setup begins at 10. But if you don't know off the top of your head too, we can also talk in public comment or talk after the meeting too.
I end class at 10 that day, so I can totally be there to help that whole time.
Can you repeat that one more time? Sorry.
I said I end class at 10 a.m. that day, so I'll be available that whole day to help out.
Okay, sweet.
And then just for the record, we could order catering for Panda a week in advance. So Wednesday is going to be the earliest we can. I don't know when we get the credit card, but that's the earliest we can do it.
Okay, sweet. And yeah, just speaking of the credit card approval, we're almost done with it. I believe Senator Ribeiro, if you wanted to give updates on the club color side of it, I think that's kind of the only thing that's holding us right now.
Sorry, was that giving you permission to speak?
Yes, go ahead.
All right. Unfortunately with the t-shirts, it's every single time we think it's the process is done, there's just another hurdle to get through. But essentially we got it completely approved by athletics. And then once we got it approved through athletics, we needed to send it for a different print release form. And then when we sent in the form for that release form, they essentially said they couldn't approve it because of flag code. And then I sent that to John Pratt, and then he was like, oh, this is definitely within flag code. This part of the flag code is in reference to the physical, actual American flag, not having a white outline of the flag printed on a shirt. So he essentially sent his argument to the representative of UNR for marketing for that print release number. And then specifically Club Colors can't do anything with their funding request or our budget proposal. They can't do anything until we get that print release number. So as of now, we're really just waiting on that print release number, and I've done everything I can to say this is why your design should be approved. And that was really their only point of contention. So there really shouldn't be any other reason they don't approve the design, but it also has been a week. So hopefully they get back to us. I've sent a couple emails and haven't gotten a response, but that's really literally the last thing that we need. And then as soon as we get that number, then I can email Pat with Club Colors, and he can just immediately send the charge the credit card and then can send the order through. So that's quite literally the last thing that we're waiting on.
Okay, sweet. Thank you, Senator Ribeiro, for taking care of that. You're such a champ. Thank you so much for always helping out. And also, since Senator Gavon mentioned that we can buy up to a week in advance, if we wanted to and we don't get that form in time, I can also just fill out the credit card form with our luncheon budget, and then we can fill out another one for outreach in case we need to, just for the time being. But yeah, that's another option we could do too. Alrighty. Okay. So is there any other discussion on the Veterans Day lunch at the time? Do you guys have any questions? All Alrighty. So seeing none, we will move on to, item 7A, which is the student housing concerns. So today we have Senator Berggren in public comment who wanted to just speak a little bit about the special committee meeting.
I can just make the...
Senator Gavon's going to make a motion. Go ahead.
I move to bring Senator Berggren to the table.
Right. All those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
All right. Any opposed? Any abstentions? Great. Senator Berggren, you're welcome to come up to the table.
Good morning, everyone. Can they see me?
Yes.
Okay.
A little bit.
Okay.
If you want to, like, move over there, too.
Okay, awesome. Good morning, everyone. The inversions like this. Yeah. Hi, everyone. So today we are having our first committee meeting on our special committee, and I'm very excited. We have Director Resnick vice chairing today. Very exciting. But today is a little special because we have Michael Flores, who I know originally was supposed to come into your guys' meeting today during public comment. However, we thought it was more relevant to have it during the special committee this morning. So I just wanted to get some sort of like discussion, maybe some questions that we can ask him this morning so we have a nice productive conversation. If you guys had any burning questions, any comments, anything that you wanted to ask him, if that you wanted to follow up on any projects, please let me know now. We can take note of it right now. So then that way we can ask him at our meeting.
Senator Gavon.
Thank you, Senator Berggren, for coming. I guess just my general question, this is for Chair Noe and for Senator Berggren, is I'm not exactly sure what the consolidated initiative is that in this special committee right now. So I guess my first question before seeing what to ask Michael Flores is what plans does the committee have currently regarding student housing, particularly with Park Place? Like, what are the initiatives that are kind of going on?
Mm-hmm. And again, that's what I'm asking you guys as well. So what specifically do you want to see done? Because
okay.
We have things in mind, of course, but I know that everyone has such a different pathway that they want to go with it. I know that there's a bunch of different debate. I know that there's, you know, a lot of people are talking about compensation. I'm trying to like explore like the reality of that, more like the real, like how realistic is that? Because Park Place has literally, I feel like we've been in contact with Reno City Council, but we have not been in contact with actual Park Place. So that's something that I wanted to collect from you guys. But what we have planned is just sort of spread legal awareness, sort of spread that when you sign a lease, this is what happens with this. Sort of give an orientation or at orientation, something that Director Resnick brought up that was beautiful was sort of when students are at their freshman orientation, sort of have them understand, like, if you were to decide not to live on campus, this is sort of the protocol and what would happen if you were to sign a lease and things like that. Just because this is literally the fourth apartment complex that has like done this very similar thing. On those same lines, just sort of explore the contract when it comes to the compensation. I know that students were still having to pay while in Circus, but they weren't receiving those amenities. So I really wanted to explore if they weren't receiving the pool and the gym and the hot tub and all the crazy things that Park Place does offer, they weren't getting those benefits, so then that should be removed from the lease. But again, I don't know what's in the contract. So just sort of exploring the contracts, seeing where we can pin them, and just sort of like the compensation legality of it all. But again, I'm opening up the floor to you guys. What do you guys want to see done from this committee?
Senator Ribeiro.
To read the speaker to Senator Berggren, thank you so much for being here this morning. I guess, like, what I personally would really like to see is, I like how Jeremy used the word, like, consolidated. Essentially, like, a very concise and consolidated, like, breakdown of what can be done at a university, city, and state level. And I think that, like, housing literacy is, like, a really important aspect of this committee, but I just don't want it to be solely focused on that. I definitely would definitely want to like create an emphasis on the advocacy of these students who have already been displaced, who have already been disenfranchised. And while it's like helpful to be like, this is what signing a lease is and this is what it includes, when you have no other options except to like spend a ton of money in really expensive student housing because you're an out of the state student or you're a first generation student, whatever your circumstances is, the simple truth is they don't really have a lot of options in the first place. So what I would like to see most beneficial come out of this committee is how the current options that we are offering our students can be more affordable, and what like initiatives and advocacy we can push on our end to like make these outside privatized companies either hold their end on the lease and actually provide the things that they say they're going to provide, provide compensation, or have like really a breakdown of what they're planning to do in the future to account for student needs and interests. And then if they aren't willing to, you know, cooperate or create compromise, then we're not going to back down in terms of our essentially like our advocacy and our problem with that. So like that's kind of like what I hope to see coming out of this committee.
Awesome. Thank you so much.
Senator Jojen?
Yeah, I guess in terms of like the committee, I just think like there needs to be some sort of like goal or like I don't know what's achievable, because like it seems we're kind of at like an impasse, right? I think everyone here agrees that obviously students should get like something, or like we should, you know, there should be some kind of like compensation or like just whatever, right? But I think the problem is so far we found that like basically, you know, the city has limited, like the city can like really provide us with no help based on what we heard Senate like I think last time, and like it really seems like Park Place obviously isn't just gonna like agree to like just help the students given what they've basically done. So I'm not sure what the committee, like the next steps of the committee can be. So like maybe there should be like, what can we do? More like, what are the realistic steps to get there? And maybe like, I don't know, maybe we can't do anything. Maybe like the students just need to do it on their own, because obviously the committee can't like act as a student and like, you know, talk to Park Place directly, because we, you know, we're not the ones like, I guess, directly affected by that. But I guess we can lend our advocacy to the students to help them take action, I think, maybe, because so far it just seems like all the avenues like we possibly looked at, like, you know, like the council or like the housing authority, just really seemed to be like, oh, we can't really help you. So it's like, what can really be done? And I guess in terms of like future housing projects, I think that is a good example to send. But I think in this specific case, I'm not sure if like the lease was a fault. I do think like just providing more resources about lease would be great. I'm not sure if orientation is the best place, just because most of the freshmen are living in dorms. So by the time they like actually sign a lease, which is like probably like their sophomore year, they probably have like forgot all that information. So maybe it could be something like part of like an ongoing like end of the year discussion, like orientation or training like that. But I guess in terms of specifically like future apartment complexes going up, I think in this case, it's not specifically about students not knowing what was in their lease. It's just like they weren't delivered what they were promised, right? Because I think if Park Place actually was constructed on time and they were just paying their rent and they got to move in, there wouldn't ever be a discussion of, oh, what's their lease look like? Or like, oh, they properly set lease, because there was no issues, right? So I think it's more of an issue about basically Park Place and these other apartment complexes just not living up to their word. And like potentially just like misleading or even like deceiving students, right? By saying, oh, for sure we'll have it built in time, but in reality they don't deliver, right? So I think that's like the bigger issue, rather than like being concerned about the lease. It's like they can't just like lie to you straight up.
Senator Gavon.
Through the chair to Senator Berggren, I completely agree with a lot of what Senator Jojen and Senator Ribeiro have previously said. I think it's integral to advocate for these students who have been frankly cheated right now. And I feel that one avenue that may be worth considering, because we have gone through the city council, because we've asked our representatives, is maybe organizing some sort of protest, creating like clear goals, like, all right, these are maybe three things that we stand for, whether that be student compensation or like a lease, transparency, or, you know, what have you be. And we send an email out to these students, or we send information out to these students who have been displaced by Park Place and say, hey, you know, we're having this protest. We could even invite the media, because I think that's when those institutional outlets have been drained and now we're looking at legal options, another option that may, you know, because this is a corporation, is it's not going to look very good if, you know, a couple hundred students are protesting and the news is reporting on that protesting and the whole city is being told, hey, this is why we're protesting. So I think that definitely is another venue we could consider, just because it seems that we've exhausted a lot of our governmental resources. Not to say that we shouldn't pursue that still, but just I think that would really get students aware and engaged with this ongoing process as well, and may actually make people consider us more.
Mm-hmm. So,
Senator Noble?
So, first of all, I second everything that my colleagues have said. And I can tell you from firsthand experience that the issue is not least literacy so much as simply the lack of accountability that we have for housing complexes on campus. As I see it, the functional issue here is that these development companies are able to operate with little to no student oversight and are completely opaque in their practices, so that when something goes wrong, students have no recourse and we basically get whatever raw deal we're served. That is something that I would like to see change. I'd like to see the mechanisms by which we regulate them changed. I would like to see a future in which development companies have to submit proposals through our committees, have to come to us, have to hold themselves accountable through the student body. I would like some sort of codified way of doing that so that this can be reined in the future. Now, I'm not opposed to literacy, but I don't think that's the functional issue. And I would like to reiterate once again, our window of opportunity is closing. If you guys really want to get something done, move-in day is November 12th. And as much as I would like to optimistically say, oh, don't worry, plenty of people would be willing to go to a protest or enter litigation after the fact, I don't think that's true. I think that once people settle in, that it'll be a lot harder to get anything done to make any positive change. So, yeah, that's not a lot of time.
Senator Bergen?
I just want to make clear that, you know, not only are we, like, it's not lease literacy. We're not creating this presentation of, like, how to assign your lease. Like, that's not our first priority. Our priority is exactly what everyone else is saying about how when you read your lease and when you sign your lease, to make sure that you are getting all of the benefits that it is reaping, to make sure that you are asking and you are holding them accountable for everything that you sign that has to do with the university, whether that may or may not be affiliated. So I'm on the same page as you guys. It's not just reading leases and educating students during orientation. It's a lot more than that. And Nathan, I hear you for the small opportunity. We're gonna try our hardest. We're gonna get student outreach. We're gonna get student survey. We have a lot of people on this. I believe that there's been talk about a protest. There has been some kind of plan. I believe I saw some kind of flyer, so I think it was something that was already in the plan. Before we start a protest, I'd like to see what we can do with like press and AS2N before we go ahead and do that. I want to make sure that we get approval in all the right areas. But yeah, I hear you guys. That's exactly what we're doing. This isn't lease literacy, if you understood me incorrectly. This is holding them accountable and teaching students like whether or not it's okay when things aren't delivered.
Senator Georgia?
Yeah, I think I agree with what Senator Noble and Senator Guan just said. I think it's very important that there's like actionable goals, like I mentioned earlier. Like, let's say, I think a protest is actually a pretty very good idea. I didn't think of that. But I think, so it's very important that the committee like does like actionable and like demonstrable steps, because I think it is important to get, you know, attention to the issue pretty soon rather than later. And I think, like you said, I know there's been some past discussion about, you know, setting an example for other apartment complexes and other management. And I think the best way to set that example is to actually make a big fuzz and get attention on Product Place and show other apartment complexes that, hey, if you treat students like this, we will like actually go out, we will go protest, we will actually like, you know, force you to change. So I think that's the best way to set an example, because, you know, ultimately at the end of the day, we're not like a governing body. We can't obviously like pass legislation to like control the complexes, right? So I think the best way to create change in that type of sense is to actually just like create like media attention or straight up, you know, demand like go to protest or something like that. Because I think we need to be realistic in our goals and also make sure that we act for students. And not like, I think we shouldn't like, you know, like create too lofty goals at the end of the day that we're never gonna achieve. But actually, you know, like think about, hey, how can we make sure people actually get like, you know, whatever they deserve quickly, rather than like, oh, we're gonna like do something that's like too big of a goal, and ultimately we never end up reaching it.
Senator Gavon?
Through the chair, Senator Berger. And yeah, I completely agree with what everyone has said. I especially like your emphasis, Senator Jojen, and Senator Noble on like timely, actionable goals. And I think you're really on the right track with that, with like compensation. I guess one thing that may be worth going into is like, if there is a protest, does it need to necessarily be ASUN sanctioned? Like that may be just an option to consider at the meeting, if that avenue is explored. But yeah, I definitely just want to say that I think one of the primary goals of the special committee and of this initiative should be kind of like what Director Resnick has really been pushing, is like just building up the legitimacy of the student body. Because, if it's just us as the associated students basically, you know, working solo on this one, I don't think that this massive national corporation is really going to take us seriously. They're just going to be like, oh, you know, whatever, the political students are mad at us, what's new? But I think, you know, if like in this next couple days we can just say, all right, here's a couple goals, we're having a protest, news is coming, and we can really get the word out on that, then, you know, the corporation's gonna be like, oh my God. Like, you know, all these students are here basically defiling our new, or, you know, like, you know, just saying, oh, my, you know, they don't support this. And I think that's gonna, one, send a great message to maybe enhance our legitimacy as we explore legal avenues in the future. And two, send that message, as Senator Jojen was saying, to different developments that these practices may get you some serious pushback, some very public pushback from a very active student body. So yeah, I think, I don't know, I guess that was kind of my thoughts on it. But yeah, I think seeing if it has to be ASUN sanctioned is super, that may help with time sensitivity. Mm-hmm.
Senator Noble?
Yes, through the speaker to Senator Bergeron, I got a question for you. So what exactly is your plan for outreach with Park Place residents specifically? As we know, the window is closing very fast, and I'm curious what y'all are planning to do to engage the entire residency, especially since they're kind of scattered right now.
Yeah, so to answer your question, we've been brainstorming a lot of that, especially with Michael Flores. We wanted to conduct some kind of survey, post it on the resident on the resident property, post it online, sort of like I believe that Senator Rowe had a lot of response when it came to parking services. When she put it to social media, if we had the entire Senate body sort of work collectively on this. Again, we're a special committee. I still want the entire Senate body on this. I was going to do some kind of, so like I said, just survey in that conducted research. I believe my intern and I have actually been working on conducting some kind of survey. So if you had anything better in mind, if you had a better way to collect their input, that would be fantastic. Like you said, I know that they're kind of scattered right now, but that was our best thing right now, is just sort of a form of evidence of people are displeased in addition to the possibility of a protest. But yeah, no, please, if you have ideas, I'd love to hear it.
Senator Noble?
Well, you are aware that the Park Place Residency has not one, but two group knees. That is certainly something worth investigating.
Yes, I totally remember you mentioning that, and that would be beautiful if you could do, you know, if once we conduct that Google form, once we conduct that survey, once we do some kind of thing like that, that would be beautiful if you could reach out to those groups for me and be that constituent. I also have a constituent sitting on the committee, Caitlin Counts, who sat on public comment, and I know that she would be a great piece of outreach as well. So thank you for the group news. I think that would be really good line of communication.
Great. Is there any more discussion and suggestions on our housing concerns at this time? Senator Bergeron.
Again, I just want to reiterate, thank you so much for the feedback on what you want to see done from the committee. I just wanted to ask one more time, were there any burning questions for Michael Flores this morning? Totally fine if not.
Senator Jojen, do you have something?
Oh, no, just...
Okay, sweet. Yeah, but again, I just want to reiterate what Senator Bergeron said. Thank you so much for having this discussion. And like, I know I took a lot of notes. I'm going to bring it again to the committee, and I'll make sure to keep you guys in the loop of like, just like informing you about what's happening in the special committee. If we need like tasks delegated to members of this committee to think that you guys obviously like deserve to be a part of this process. So yeah, whatever you need, just let me or Senator Bergeron know. Alrighty, so if there's no more discussion at this time, we're going to move to item 8, comments and announcements. Are there any comments and announcements at this time? All right, I have a quick one. So next week, we're not gonna have an agendized meeting, but I did want to gather in this room to just kind of make sure that like we know what we're doing on the day of the event. So let's talk about that after the meeting if that's good with everybody. Alrighty, are there any more comments and announcements? Right, seeing none, we'll move on to item 9, public comment. Is there any public comment at this time? Right, seeing none, I move to adjourn. I adjourn this meeting at 8:49 a.m.